Allah has given us eyes so we can see beautiful things. Allah has given us ears to hear all the beautiful sounds around us. Allah has given us hands and legs to use them in our daily lives. Allah has given us a mouth so we can taste all the yummy things. Allah has given us the whole world. Out of all these blessings that Allah has given us, He has also given us the blessing to pray to Him. We pray to Him and give thanks for everything He has given us. He has given me my brain to think. He has given me, most importantly, life. Without life, I cannot see, I cannot hear, I cannot feel, and I cannot use my brain. But why is Allah telling us to pray? Does He need our prayers? No. Allah does not need your prayer. Allah doesn't need anything. Just as Allah has given us our bodies to look after, Allah has also given us a soul to look after. Praying is very good for the soul. We pray at least 5 times a day. And by praying so much, it will help us remember Allah all the time. And by remembering Allah, we will always keep away from the bad things. Praying washes away all the bad things we did and gets rid of sins. Imagine you showered 5 times a day. You would hardly have any dirt on your body. Now imagine you prayed 5 times a day. You would hardly have any sins in your soul. Allah is the one that created me and gave me life, and He knows what's best for me. Praying is a time I can talk with Allah. I can tell Him all my secrets. I can ask Him to forgive me if I wronged myself. I can ask Him for anything. When we do this, we get closer to Allah. But we need to make sure that we do our prayers. Imagine if your parents tell you not to touch the fire on the stove, but you don't listen and touch it. It will hurt, right? Allah is also telling us not to touch the fire in the hereafter by doing bad things. Praying will get rid of these sins and send us far away from the fire in the hereafter. Allah is so generous that we even get rewards on top of all these benefits in this life and in the hereafter. حي الصلاه